Some union leaders say Governor Scott Walker went too far when he and the legislature passed a bill curtailing the rights of public employee union members. Private union members were paying close attention.
When you take a right away from one segment, who's next? Who's next?
Tony Vanderblumen is the president of the Greater Green Bay Labor Council, a consortium of 36 unions. He says he's a union thug.
I think those peaceful discord, those peaceful demonstrations, whether it was in Green Bay or whether it was in Shawano or Eau Claire or Madison, they were peaceful demonstrations. And for me, anyway, I haven't seen anything that great since the Civil Rights Movement and the anti-Vietnam movement of the 60s.
Vanderblumen sits with three other union leaders around a table at the Green Bay Labor Temple.
Right. An assault on the public sector is the same as an assault on the private sector. It's the working class people.
Dan Cole is with the iron workers. He and his colleagues are disgusted with Scott Walker's move to eliminate collective bargaining rights for all unionized state employees except police and firefighters. They took their bile to Madison this spring.
Were any of you guys down there demonstrating?
I was down there five times.
Nine times.
See?
Randy Whitens leads a local chapter of bricklayers. He says union members, whether roofers or teachers, are well-trained and kick out a quality product.
It sends a message to Scott Walker and all of his cronies that we're not going to be pushed around. And even Scott Walker said that taking the collective bargaining away from these people had no financial bearing on it. It was just a mean-spirited move on his part. Pretty soon, prevailing wage will be taken away. He'll want to turn us into a right-to-work state. You know, he's selling Wisconsin. Everybody, he openly admits it. He's a crook.
The union men express a theory that a move is afoot to rescind Wisconsin's progressive tradition. The term progressive is now almost a euphemism for liberal. Andrew Kirsten is a labor historian at UW Green Bay. 100 years ago, he says progressives sought the middle ground. They eventually helped usher in some of the nation's first worker compensation laws and collective bargaining. The idea was to avoid mass protests like those seen at the Capitol earlier this year.
And the collective bargaining rules were set in place so that you had an easy process. You didn't have to take it to the streets. You didn't have to throw up picket lines. You didn't have to go on strike. And what business people want fundamentally is stability and predictability. And collective bargaining gives you that.
Kirsten says Governor Walker succeeded because he painted public employees as haves compared to private workers already hurt by a recession.
This is not about money. This is about power.
Kirsten and the Green Bay union members think the governor put a stick in a beehive. They predict a resurgence in union interest, evidenced by this year's protests and recall elections, targeted at state legislators who either voted for or against the measure. And, like the Labor Council's president, Tony Vanderblumen, says, it's not over yet.
And I just hope that I live long enough to recall Scott Walker.
Barring any change in state law, recall petitions against the governor can't be circulated until this fall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.